Göran Hansson, permanent secretary of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, made the announcement.
The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences has today decided to award 2018 Nobel Prize in Chemistry with one half to Francis H. Arnold for the directed evolution of enzymes, and the other half jointly to George P. Smith and Gregory P. Winter for the phage display of peptides and antibodies.
Hansson has gone on to suggest this year's prize is for harnessing the power of evolution. Academy of Sciences member Professor Klaus Gustafsson explains what exactly this means.
This year's prize in chemistry rewards a revolution based on evolution. Our laureates have applied principles of Darwin in the test tubes and use this approach to develop new types of chemicals for the greatest benefit of humankind.
Frances Arnold has won her prize for her work with enzymes. She is the second woman scientist who won the Nobel Prize this year. Professor Gunnar von Heine from the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences says her work has pioneered the manufacture of everything from biofuels to pharmaceuticals.
Can, instead of waiting for millions or billions of years for enzymes to evolve within our bodies or within organisms, one can now evolve enzymes in the test tube in a matter of weeks. They have sped up the process of evolution, meaning that we can now create or develop new enzymes for human use in a very short time. Enzymes that can be used in industry, for instance. Take a very mundane example, enzymes in our washing powder.
62-year-old Frances Arnold is with the California Institute of Technology. Her co-winners, George Smith and Gregory Winter, have won for their work with the development of new antibodies, which are now being used to create new drugs to fight things such as cancer and other diseases. 77-year-old Smith is a distinguished professor of biological sciences with the University of Missouri. Sir Gregory Winter is 67 years old, and he is a key researcher with the MRC Laboratory of Molecular Biology at Cambridge in the United Kingdom. The trio will be receiving their prize on December the 10th. This Thursday was due to unveil this year's Nobel Prize in Literature. However, this year's award has been cancelled due to sexual scandal involving the relative of one of the Literary Academy members.